ProFlowRadio.com.
Go!
ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with FoFo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, so I'm sitting here, yes, yet again, Pro Flow Radio, you already know. DJ Mad Max, sitting here with my boy Shunny Shine. Let them know where you're from, man, and, you know, go ahead and pronounce the name so they make sure they hear it correctly.
Got you. I'm from Harlem, New York. I'll go by the name of Shawnee Sean. That's S-E-A-N-Y-S-E-A-N.
Cool. Now, other than just being able to Google that name, where's the best place they can find you on the internet?
The best place you can find me at is on Facebook by Shawnee Sean Music. YouTube, Shawnee Sean Music, my Instagram, _ Shawnee Sean, and, those the links.
Yeah.
Social media is you can find me at.
So, how long you been doing it, bro?
Well, I've been writing music at the age of 13, just as a hobby. I took it seriously at the age of 15, based on me falling in love with the culture. I fell in love with the culture when I was 3 years old. But what sparked me was LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. That was, and from there, that kind of like brought me in from the hip-hop culture and see other different various artists popping up out of nowhere, inspiring me to be the person I am.
Well, can you describe your style, like some influences maybe?
The style of rap that influenced me, the late great Big L from Harlem, Nas, Biggie, Cam'ron, and 50 Cent.
Most definitely, nice little selection right there. Sound like what I be listening to. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, they kind of like came in the game and made a huge impact towards myself. So when they came out, I kind of wanted to follow in their steps, but as they kept growing in their career, I just like just been a fan of their music.
So, are you signed right now?
No, I'm not currently signed right now. I'm unsigned right now.
Is that something that you're interested in?
The style, based on my style is retro. It has a balance between old school and new school. The label that actually kind of like fits for my particular style, I would say Nas label, Mass Appeal. I see myself being signed with Roc Nation, to expand my brand. And, yeah. The last label I see myself is with TI label, Hustle Gang.
All right. So, do you do collabs outside of, your inner circle?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not afraid to collaborate with any artist that's bringing great energy. You know, as long as I feel they vibe and they can bring something to the table, I wouldn't mind collaborating with them. It ain't no ego over here.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. So, you got any singles out right now that people can go check out?
Yeah, my single right now is called Cream. It's the remake of Wu-Tang.
All right.
I did a dedication to Wu. They can check that out on Clear the Block Mixtape on thisisfifty.com. Track number 5. Yeah, so they can check that out around my social media on my Facebook. I also have an EP collaboration with my brother called Streets to Corporate. It's available on datpick.com for free download.
What's your bro's name?
Schoolie G.
All right, that's what's up. How you spell that?
It's S-C-O-O-T-A-G.
Okay, cool, cool. Just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. So you've been doing it a while. It ain't all been easy, but what's one of the hardest things you had to overcome to get where you're at today?
I would say live performance.
Yeah, that's very difficult right there.
Because it's, you know, like there's no artist development no more. And
right.
Like, and from my perspective towards my artistry, like me writing songs and knowing melodies, like that was the difficult aspect behind it. But me constantly practicing, performing, I performed at Crash Mansion at the time in New York City when it was open. I was judged by Lenny S at the time when he was vice president for Def Jam. Sway from,
okay.
Sway from, yeah. Shade 45, Easy B, Jimmy Kendrick, and DJ K Slade. And, And I actually performed with a live band behind me. I dedicated a song towards Big L, and I also did a dedication for him right behind it. I got great applause behind it, but also at the same time, they said that I sound too much like him.
Oh, really? What happens?
And, you know, that kind of scared audience, you know, even though I lost, but a couple of the crowd was kind of mad behind that whole situation because they thought that I took it.
Well, you know, that's their job, man. They make money off of that dude. So, you know, they trying to keep that all locked in.
I realized it's politics involved. Like, I understand the politics behind when I was understanding the business behind it. Like, it's not more right now in this today's age. It's more than talent. It's about who you know. Really?
Yeah, man. It really is. You got to come into the situation knowing that the kind of politics that's being practiced at this project, you know, it's like it all changes depending on where you are.
Yeah. You know, it's also about building relationships as well in the business, you know? Like,
out there.
You know, and it's like right now, as far as me, I'm not only working on the music, I also have two independent movies involved as well, where people can check out.
That's awesome.
You know, we have five independent films all together. You know, right now we're currently working on a web series called Streets of Corporate.
Where's the where can we check out the independent films at?
You can check it out at JenkinsBrothersNation.com. It's JenKins Brothers. Nation.com.
That's sweet. I'm gonna go check that out. I'll make sure I definitely put a link on the website when we set it up for you. Let's see.
Yeah.
So I see you're expanding your horizons, doing different things, got more irons in the fire, you know, here, there, doing this, doing that. Learning how to perform and get out there on your own. What advice do you have to people trying to chase their dreams or a person that wants to pursue the music industry in general?
Practice. Also, too, have faith in the creator. Know the business. It's more to it than music. Know the business. Ask questions. It's a lot of available information right now through the internet. Even people within your circle, like just for any artist, if they got people within a circle that's in the business, they can ask questions. And just know the business. It's 95% business, 1% talent.
Yeah. Deep stuff, man. You got shout outs?
Oh yeah, I would like to give a shout out to Jenkins Brothers Nation, Schoolie G, my cousin, he a DJ, Greedy Gang. Shout out to the whole Harlem. Shout out to Ohio.
Yes, sir.
What else? Shout out to all the artists that's on the grind, and just that's it for the most part. I give all my shout outs. Big shout out to God for giving me the opportunity for the interview.
Exactly. Give a last statement to your fans.
to be able to show your appreciation for the support, as well as give them a reason why they need to be checking you out for the final statement.
As far as my fans, that's been supporting me for a while now. Even though I'm still growing, I appreciate the fans even supporting me during the period of my career. And that's kind of like my last statement, because without the certain people that supported me, I wouldn't be the artist that I am today.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Worldwide.
Long distance, like
radio voices, like
I'm on to them, like
what?
Come on.
Yeah, we back blazing records, the radio mecca, with a host spinning tracks hot like in Cobra Chili Pepper.
Yeah, we back blazing records, the radio mecca, with a host spinning tracks hot like in Cobra Chili Pepper.
I know some MCs probably in your hood, they spit pro flow and they does it real good. I know some MCs probably in your hood, they spit pro flow and they do it real good.
Worldwide.
Long distance, like
radio voices, like
I'm on to them, like
what?
Come on.
Millennium